Blog Talk Radio.
Now, I just went through two total knee replacements. Up against all the odds where people would say, you're never going to that again. Today, when you think about integrating East and West medicine, when you think about food and emotions, when you think about the wisdom of the body, you're going to think about Dr. Mark Mincola. Today, I get to chat with him. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mark.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Great to be with you again.
And have a conversation about why this book and the timing of it is more important than it's ever been. Because I'm sure you're up on the latest statistics out there. I'm sure you're up on what's going on. I'm sure you're up on addiction rates. I'm sure you're up on dot, dot, dot. But we're talking about the way of miracles that works for anyone. What was your inside heart motivating action that brought you to write this book with this particular message? And welcome to the show. It's great to be chatting with you again.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much. Well, it's not very complicated. It's like this. I've seen 60,000 appointments, as we said, over 37 years. And when I first started 37 years ago, I thought I was going to be helping people lose 10, 15 pounds. I thought I was going to help them look good in a bathing suit. Little did I know that right off the bat, people are going to be coming in my office looking for help alternative to the traditional Western medical approach, the model that so many people were being failed by even then, and ever since, increasingly so as well. But people are looking for solutions that were safe, that didn't have side effects, solutions that were viable, that worked in a way that they could get their life back in track. So I started right away working with nutrition, supplements, spiritual imbuement, just working at a deep spiritual level with people, coaching at a level of super consciousness, getting really deep within myself, connecting with my source, taking the work seriously, caring about people, and the compassion to bring them to deeper places as well. So together, patients and practitioners can go to source, the deep source place within ourselves. And because my contention has been right from the very beginning, if you're operating at a mundane level, you're going to get mundane results. If you operate at a supernatural level, you're going to get supernatural results. So I operate at a supernatural level, and I encourage the patients to reach in that same level. If I'm going to go there, you're going to go there with me. We're going together. We would go there together, and time again, even every week today as we speak, still people coming in this office every day of the week, have miracle turnaround. I've taken part in thousands of miracles, cases that I never would have believed possible when I first set out to help people lose 10 pounds, look good in a bathing suit. Never dreamt that I would end up doing what I did. Yeah. Never dreamt in a million years. And both the patients and myself, the practitioner, as far as we knew, we were doing something that was impossible to do. But we were doing it with regularity, Dr. Pat. Regularity, every day, every week. On and on. It still happens every day and every week. And I think that the most important thing is to acknowledge my mortality. I'm not going to be doing this forever. This is the only thing I have. And the objective is to understand that the world needs to know what I learned, the secret and the treasure that I ran into. I ran into this treasure in the middle of nowhere. And the world needs my treasure. I just thought it was super important to make a film, to make a book about that treasure.
Yeah.
At the time, I like to share what I've learned and to awaken the world to the fact that they're miracle makers, they just don't know it.
I'll tell you, you and I could be sister and brother from another mother, so to speak. And the reason, you know, that I say that is that we're going to talk about this book, and we're going to talk about this book in a way really that brings us to the point in time that we're in, because there is a calling. But I have to reflect back on the first book I ever got my hands on of yours. And I have to tell you, at the time I got my hands on it, it was like I was reading like a foreign language. But I got it, and it was Maximum Healing. And I got my hands on that book, and also The Wu Way. I could go on. But that particular book, to me, I got accidentally. And I don't believe there are accidents. because there were two books that I was told to read. One was by Herbert Benson, and the other one was by you. And my cells had stopped working. Now, I don't even understand what that means in a medical, I don't know what that means, like the medical people do, like when your cells stop working and your body just like, right? I want to ask you this question. You are taking a powerful message out, The Way of Miracles, a book, a movie. You're going to be doing an upcoming three-day workshop in New York, and you're doing it in September. I'm going to be back east. I don't know if I'm going to be there in September. I may have to come back. But what is it from the time you sat down and you put pen to paper for maximum healing? Can you describe not just the energy of your direction and path, but has the world changed so that we can now accept this and find a new way?
I think the world has changed radically in the last 10 years. And I think the short answer is yes, they're ready. But I think that the other thing that's important to remember here is even though we're a mass population, the culture, if you will, of people that have been trained in programs, the material sense, the material style of living, to think that we're just material properties, we're cells, we're tissues, we're organs, we're organisms, we're personalities, that beyond that, we are souls that are surrounded by bodies. And I think the important message is everybody knows at some level, in some way, shape, or form, that they are more than their physical material self. They may not be, may not be articulate at it, may not be spiritually advanced, may not be inclined as a culture. But you get one-on-one with a patient in a room and you're healing, and you're addressing somebody's terminal illness or whatever. Their mortality is very real, and their willingness to go deeper is very real.
Yeah, I love the way you start the book out. I love that you're starting at your own journey. I love that you're talking about a situation that is real. Because when I read this, and let's talk about this, I found that this book was an invitation. Now, this is my interpretation of the book. I found that this was an invitation. And it was an invitation for many of us that have gone down the path and many people that have not. It was an invitation to step into a space of possibilities around miracles and healings, perhaps, that they may have heard about. But the fact that you open the book up with your story is a personal invitation. You could have started anywhere, Dr. Mark. How important is it for us these days to share our healing journeys?
Well, I can tell you that the producer, Christina Bristello Bresson, 5 years ago, and we worked many a weekend together trying to pull the vision together for this film. And we had the outlines all drawn up. We worked hard at trying to conceptualize it in a way that was viable. But I think that about 2.5 years into the process, again, we're talking about telling great stories about patients who've had brain tumors that went away, and patients who are diagnosed with Parkinson's that they're running 3 miles a day now. Incredible stories, just incredible stories. But in the middle of all that arranging and pre-production work we did, I was bit by a tick, a Lyme tick. And in the middle of our film, I was breaking down. I was getting physically crippled. I was paralyzed at that. And the type of Lyme disease that I was diagnosed with was neuroborrelia, neurological borrelia. So my brain was swollen. And it's like having encephalitis. I couldn't walk. I couldn't balance myself. I was totally out of balance. It's like being drunk every day, all day. So I was stumbling and falling and mumbling, and my muscles were achy and full of pain and inflammation, my joints, my ligaments, my tendons, everything was inflamed and painful as heck, super painful. So long story short is, one night, my balance was starting to get really bad. I went into the bathroom before bed to brush my teeth and get ready for this, for hitting the sack. I fell on the bathroom floor, hard tile floor. Hit my head pretty hard. But I couldn't move. I couldn't move anything. Couldn't move my fingers. Couldn't move my toes. Couldn't move my arms, legs. Couldn't move at all. Couldn't move my head. On the floor. Dead still. Paralyzed. Completely paralyzed. Knocked over a bunch of cleaning chemicals by the toilet, which I was drinking and breathing in and swallowing, and I couldn't get my head out of the way to avoid them. And then on that bathroom floor for 14 hours. And the 14 hours is an eternity that I was on that bathroom floor. And I asked myself at one point, if I can't walk anymore, if I'm going to be paralyzed the rest of my life, I want to live. So I felt like if I wanted to commit myself and just leave my body, I could have done it right there. Right there and then, and I asked myself, do I want to live? There's a chance that I'm never going to walk again. There's a chance that I'm never going to be able to move again. But I want to live with that possibility. And I didn't have an answer for about 20 to 25 minutes. I didn't have an answer. Did not have an answer. I couldn't conjure up an answer. And out of the blue, impulsively, I just started screaming for help. As loud as I could. Help. Can anybody hear me? Help, help, help. Anybody can hear me? When I actually called for help was when I decided that I wanted to live. That's how I let myself know that I wanted to live. So the experience was astounding. Considering we were looking to do a film about patients, that story is such as this. Here in the middle of the movie, now here I am having my own situation, life-threatening, agonizing pain and suffering forced itself on me. So at that point, I made a decision. So then that's four. My decision was that I was going to survive. I was going to beat this disease. I was going to walk. I mean, I'm taking charge here. I'm not asking anybody to do it for me. I'm going to take charge, and I'm going to walk again, and I have my life back again, and I'm going to be well again.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make this movie and this book sing. And I did. I worked very hard mentally, spiritually, emotionally. I became mentally convinced. Very positive man, a very strong mind, very strong spirit. And I implemented every bit of strength that I had to get myself back in the saddle. A number of different natural herbal medicines, followed a strict diet, but I beat the disease. I got my body back, my life back. And now Way of Miracles, the book was number one, first day in the marketplace, number one. So it broke number one for new titles. And the film was just released yesterday.
Yeah.
On Friday, I'm sorry. And we're just doing a great, great job getting it out there. People are loving pretty powerful stuff. But it was my miracle was the unexpected component of this film and book.
Yeah.
It happened to manifest mysteriously in the middle of the process. It's incredibly.
Yeah. I love this story, Dr. Mark. And the reason I love this story is for a lot of reasons. And one of them I've shared, you know, my own personal journey, is how is it, and I just talked about this morning, Dr. Mark, how is it that this tiny little thing called a tick, carrying with it so much that could affect so many people. And this was my journey as well. I mean, I started a show called Lyme Talk Radio. I traveled around the United States, you know, with Susan Green to advocate for law because nobody would listen. But the missing piece was you. The missing piece was the miracle part of what we're capable of. In the book, you talk about awareness. I want to go there because I've had this conversation with you before. I've interviewed you on your other books, but I want to go there now because in this part of the book where you talk about consciousness and awareness, you talk about the universe consciousness. Is it aware of its consciousness? But I'll tell you that this level of awareness, especially when you get to the place where you get to, where I got to, it's interesting. Did that experience happen in the bathroom for you? Was that in the bathroom?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, mine was in the bathroom too, so I don't know what's up with the bathroom. I was in the bathroom, and I didn't bring my phone. Now I bring my phone to the bathroom. People think I've lost my mind because I had so much pain in my body that I couldn't turn the knob to get out. And the more I tried to turn the knob to get out, the more pain I got. And, I mean, it's interesting for us to be talking about this because we each get to a point of surrender. And in that point of surrender, something magical happens, something mystical, a new level of consciousness and awareness. These create sparks of creativity for us, don't they? And here you are talking about a film. We're going to be playing the trailer during the break in the show, if you don't mind. But the power of this message today, I know you didn't plan to release this now or could have thought about the timing of this, but that's miraculous in itself. I want to ask you this question. Do we all have to get to that place of surrender to rise up?
That's a straight answer.
Yeah. I was hoping for a different answer, but I'm okay with that one.
Here's the thing. The thing is this. You can't rise unless you've fallen first.
There you go. Yeah. Dr. Mark, I want to hit you with this question before we go to break. I think, as human beings, and talking about myself, we underestimate the power of our mind. We underestimate the power that we have within us. In the book, you talk about the superconscious mind. And, you know, when I think about that, and you also mentioned Dr. Herbert Benson, I was really struck by this because it's interesting because Benson was one of the books that was given to me. And my first read, I didn't believe it, so I put the book down, never picked it up again until much later. But this leads us to something so key in the book. And I want to talk to you about this when we get back. It is our miracle-making self. What? It's like our miracle-making self. For so long, you know, we've come to believe that miracles are something outside of our control, that we can't do that. But you are creating an invitation in this book that says every one of us has that miracle-making self. That's a powerful, powerful message for people. Talk about your discovery of that and what really leads to the rest of the book in the movie about the miracle-making self.
Well, again, I think that the important point here is that there's more than one self. Everything beyond, and I like to refer to Taoism. I've embraced Taoism as a philosophy most of my adult life.
Yeah.
And I think of the Tao as singular, like God the Father or whatever, but that which is singular. There's only one of those things called the Tao. Only one sun in the sky, so to speak. But there is a multiplicity of duality that takes place after that. Everything's yin and yang after that. So we have a duality that we are confronted with. So we're both divine and human. We're both vulnerable and impenetrable. So we're the dichotomy. We're representative of this. The high and the low, the yin and the yang, the good and the bad. We're a duality, period. So the thing is this, to attempt, understand miracles and to make miracles and to channel miracles and to create them from our mortal self, from our yin self, from our broken self, our dysfunctional self, our wounded child, whatever you want to call it all. You're not going to make miracles in that place. They don't happen there. They can't work there. You're in a different time zone. But if you find a way to tap into, to occupy your source, your soul, your most deeper, powerful, eternal self, and I think if you understand that, and can occupy that place and to emit from that place, you can't help but breathe miracles in and out. That's what's there. That's the air that you breathe in that place.
I love this. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a short break. We're going to actually, for those of you on Facebook, we're going to play the trailer. You'll be able to watch that. When we come back, we're going to move right into the conversation about states. We're going to talk about maybe a little bit about the magic bird, but this is the discovery that is so important, and boy, it's so easy to forget, and it's right from, you know, Dr. Mark Nicola's book. And for those of you out there, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about The Way of Miracles. Fabulous book. The movie's even better. Dr. Mark Nicola. When we come back, we're going to talk about these things called states. I remember the first time I was introducing them, but here's really what is key. Right here, Dr. Mark says, our ultimate catalyst is thought. What? Our ultimate catalyst is thought. It continually alters material reality. And this is especially true of the highly charged thought that is called imagination. When I read this today and when we come back from break, boy, did I need to hear this again from Dr. Mark. Again, another transformative moment. Let's take a short break. Please enjoy the trailer. When we come back, we'll tell you how you can participate, how you get a copy of this. And when we come back, I hope by the end of the show, you not only get the book, but we've said enough to help you know you are a miracle maker. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Trish Love from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about Care Hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your Care Hero tip of the day. During all Care Hero journeys, the need to keep track of a lot of information arises, some of it critical. Possibly the greatest challenge Care Heroes face is the gathering and organizing of information. Just as every trade has a power tool, whether an electric drill or a laptop, my family's Care Hero power tool was the three-ring binder. We generated a mini library of labeled three-ring binders, one for each category of information, complemented with additional spiral notebooks used to detail medical appointments and episodes. This unfussy and convenient system of binders helped my family stay organized and able to deliver the dignified care and end of life my parents desired. Tune into my show to learn more. See you on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 12 Pacific here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
The truth is funny. This happens. This Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. As I said before, my introduction to Dr. Merkman Kohler came at a time where I really didn't know what I didn't know about anything about healing. And he and I were just talking through the break. And most of you have heard me talk about the fact that 6 months after starting my show, which has become, oh my gosh, a pathway of calling, you all, the best audience on the planet, we're so dedicated to you. We've covered every topic about Lyme disease. We started a show, Lyme Talk Radio. We're bringing that back because this is a disease, by the way, we think we want to forget about, okay? But we're bringing it back. That's not the point of this show. The point of this show today with Dr. Mark is the way of miracles. Please go to markmincola.com. You can go to markmincola.com, M-I-N-C-O-L-L-A. Just like me, we got two L's in our name, .com. And when you go there, what you're going to find is a lot of information about Dr. Mark. If you go to look at the books, you're going to find the books I mentioned. You're also going to find, you know, a couple of the books about the Tao, about the Wu Wei. There's just a lot here. His whole health book and the whole health diet, all of that's great. But today, this is the story that is so important in the context of the world we live in today. And the film, best health awareness film in 2021. I'm going to say it again. Pre-order the film. Please. Do it with me right now. I'm going to do it. We're playing the trailer throughout the show today. Best health awareness film. Awards across the board. And why? I'll tell you why. Because this is Dr. Mark, again, shining a light, bringing awareness, and opening up the adventure for the mind and the spirit. And it begins with the notion that miracles don't randomly happen. We create them. Dr. Mark, man, I got to tell you, thank you so much for bringing this out. You know, thank you for saying, wait a minute. There's a story that we got to tell to help people because, you know, 60,000 people, there are like 60,000 more. I want to get to the part really in the book where we start to talk about what I didn't know is this idea of the ultimate catalyst is thought. But without the next part of this, we go nowhere. And the next part of this is you say it's especially true in the highly charged thought is called imagination. Here's the question. How does imagination help us cure and create miracles?
There's a part of the brain called the anterior cingulate cortex. The anterior cingulate cortex is a part of the brain that produces the same neurology. If we're imagining something or thinking about something or daydreaming or dreaming in our bed at night, not real in the material sense, only real in the thought and imagination sense, it produces the same exact neurological frequencies, the same exact neurological energy as if we're really doing whatever we're imagining. So imagination is reality at a different level. It's reality of the mind. So what you think about produces states based on frequency, based on vibration. So when you think about things like brainwave states that are like beta brainwaves, beta brainwaves are like the expressway. When you're traveling home, heavy traffic, crazy driving, everything in a rush to get home, benders all over the place. That's your beta brainwave state. That's a stress state. You also produce alpha brainwave states. Alpha brainwave states are meditative, they're relaxing, they lower the blood pressure, they ease your anxiety, they ease your depression, et cetera. Those are meditative states. If you go further beyond the meditative state, past the threshold into deeper level meditation, you're producing four cycles per second. Four cycles per second in the brain produce delta brainwaves. Delta brainwaves are the key brainwaves at producing miracle states. So when you slow down your crazy monkey mind, monkey brain, if you will, when you slow down that monkey brain, you're entering into a realm of consistent flow patterns in your brain, in your mind. So your flow patterns, there's no resistance. It's pure flow. When you enter into a flow zone like that, you're capable of accessing remarkable information, miracle information, transformative information. You move into a totally different realm of being. So the objective is this. It's realize that there's four possibilities when it comes to miracles. We can reject, we can accept, we can expect, or we can create. So I say that the most important thing you want to focus on is entering into the creative zone. Believe you can, believe you can. Understand that you are the miracle that makes miracles. And the key is we can actually engage ourselves at a higher level of thought, of beingness, and produce an energy field that is so powerful. It's virtually limitless. So, again, like I said a little while ago, miracles are given to imagination. They're given to the daydreaming. They're given to the probability that it actually builds itself in the realm of vision within the soul. So imagination is vision within the soul to me. And to have that vision within your soul and your deeper source begins the process of creation. You begin the process of creating miracles from within the imagination of the soul.
One of the things that I want to talk about, and I just want to, I want to just really bring to the forefront, is how powerful this is. Because this is a movie where we're moving from this place. Let's talk about infinite possibilities. Because when we step across the threshold of what you just talked about, you know, for a lot of people, this idea of empowerment of imagination, you know, is such a pivotal point. And also, the imagination and the absolute conviction of belief is also powerful. Can you talk to the relationship between imagination and belief, what we believe in? Because a lot of times we can imagine things, especially for ourselves. But I know in my healing journey, the light bulb that went on was when the strength of my conviction of what I believed was like breathing.
Well, imagination begins the process of creating possibilities. By my willingness to imagine, my willingness to imagine engages me at a level of interior cingulate cortex, the higher part of the brain, the higher part of the soul, the spirit, the mind, beginning everything in flow. Then the belief system is destined to change, destined to shift. It's like so many patients I've worked with over the years. When they initiate healing, they first come in and they're sick. They have symptoms. They don't feel well. So when I start putting on programs to make things well again, to make their cells healthy, vibrant, well again, they start noticing the symptoms are gone. The symptoms are clearing. That's when I attack them. That's when I juice them up. That's when I tell them, look it, you were, what percent better are you? I was asking my patients their return visits. What percentage better are you? I don't know. No, you need to tell me what percentage better you are. 85%, 90%. They start loading up the interior cingulate cortex with that. So they're starting to, they don't know what they're doing, but they're loading up in ways that they're not familiar with. So I get them geared up to the point. They're starting to establish visions that produce belief. It's one thing when you just produce visions. That's a starting point. But visions plus validation equals belief. And I mean, it can be the lightest thing. It can be the smallest thing in the world, like insomnia. It can be stomach aches. It can be something real simple. It can be migraine headaches, whatever it might be. The point is we can find a way to alleviate that,
yep.
To mitigate that, to fix that. And I get on the list, what percentage better is your diet? What percentage better is your digestion? What percentage better is your headache? What percentage better is your insomnia? 85, 90, you're getting better. We can build belief profoundly off that, off those results. So vision plus validation equals belief. And that belief becomes stronger and stronger as time goes on, because they're only going to get better, they're only going to get stronger, we're only going to keep asking the same questions, and they're going to keep giving us the same answers. And we're going to establish a foundation of powerful belief that they trust and that they have strong conviction with.
I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about one of the most interesting things I've heard in an 18-year period, especially over my own healing journey, and which I absolutely believe today. Everything is energy. And if that is true, then how about using energy? How about using some of the innovations, you know, the electromagnetic muscle testing? If everything is energy, then what can we know about the energy of miracles? Dr. Mark Mincola, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we get into this and create what he calls in the book, what I love, peak transpersonal living. Everything's energy, right?
Energy.
Everything's energy. Let's take a short break. Create it together with Dr. Mark. We'll be right back.
Creating and living the upturned way. Soul design for self-enlightenment and self-healing. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio the second and the fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with me, Vivian Chauvet. As we transcend the third dimensional plane of reality, we move into higher realms of existence. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as divine essence of light and unite our voices to successfully manifest ascension on Earth. For information on our services, Copper Art Store, and to connect with me, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com. That is infinitehealingfromthestars.com. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio with me, Vivian Chauvet.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kiefer as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on, but especially Dr. Mark. Look, I am thrilled and honored. I wake up every day and I ask myself, what is it about my day that matters? And sharing this time with all of you, you're the best listening audience on the planet. I have the best producers. Benny and I have been through the good, the bad, the ugly, and then some. And, you know, I've got Evan, Jacob, I've got a great team of people here. Linda sets this up. And then I think about Dr. Mark. And for those of you out there,
let's give away some copies of the book. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. If you want to find out about the book, if you want to get the book, go to markmincola.com. Or you can just Google it, The Way of Miracles. But it's Mark Mincola, M-I-N-C-O-L-L-A.com. When you get
Amazon, Amazon as well.
Amazon, absolutely. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. But take a look at the film. Take a look at the trailer. We've been playing it during the show. You know, Dr. Mark, look, I wanted to get to this point. You know, we've got some time to really talk about it because the end game for me was when I got to the part in the book and I said, oh, peak transpersonal living. That's what we want. That's what I want. It's so important. Talk about this being not just a theme, the way it'll take in every breath we take with it.
Well, there's something in the world of psychology, as you know, called peak experience. And peak experience is more or less when you break through the threshold of the mundane. You enter into this completely different realm where there's no time, no space. And everything just changes. Time stands still, if you will. And people, sometimes if they've finished completing running a marathon, other people, after they've given birth, other people, after they've had remarkable spiritual upliftment of some kind, some remarkable miracle events in their lives, it's called peak experience. And again, it's a moment in time where your brain and your mind unify with the universal energy field, and it's just such a different place to live. It's everything seems different, everything is different. You think differently, you act differently, you understand differently. It's a radical change. I say that that's a beautiful experience. Peak experience is a beautiful thing. I say we get greedy. I say we have peak living. Instead of having the experience for a moment in time, I say we take that experience and we stretch it out throughout the course of our life. We transform our life and our life experience to the point where we're now formulating, we're now in the business of creating peak living, a peak life experience, to stay conscious at the highest level, to stay aware at the highest level, to stay tuned in at the highest level, to stay sensitive at the highest level, to stay energetically active at the highest level, and to be limitless at the highest level, permanently. Why a moment? Why not a whole lifetime? Let's get greedy about it.
I love getting greedy about it. Dr. Mark, one of the things, too, I want to talk about is this is our birthright. You see, here's the thing that's always baffled me. Why would any benevolent energy, and everything is energy, why would any benevolent energy give us the capacity to be in that peak moment, peak living, the way peak transpersonal living? This is not a cosmic joke. This is here for us. This is given to us. What can we say to folks to say, yeah, not just Dr. Mark, not just Pat, but everybody listening, all the people you've worked with, how can we help them step in to this space where they're in this peak transpersonal living, where they have it for themselves?
Our objective is to invite them just once, just for one moment, just one moment. And if they enter into that, if they break through that threshold for 1 minute, they'll understand that they can stay there. They don't have to get out of it because it gets to the point where it possesses our mind. It possesses our desire, our love for that experience. So just going in there once. And again, my contention is that if you go deeper within your source, get in touch with your source. There's a great exercise in the book where you actually look in the mirror. You're looking in people's eyes all day long. You talk to people all day long. You look at them, and you address them, and you have your conversations all day long. When's the last time you really looked in your own eyes for more than 5 minutes? Really looked in your own eyes. Nobody's ever done it. Nobody does that. You know,
no.
People haven't looked in their eyes for more than 2 minutes, any time in their lifetime. How crazy is that? You look at everything. You look at everybody on this television screen. Look at everybody at work. You never looked in your own eyes for more than 2 minutes at a time, in a whole lifetime. So I say, look, stop everything just for 10 minutes. Stop everything for 10 minutes. Go to a mirror. Turn off the phones. lock the doors. You do not third sign. Look in your eyes and connect to your core, the source within your soul, through your eyes. And just really connect and just experience you. Just experience you. And I think that that's a great way to invite people into this peak experience, because you are the peak. You are the miracle. You're the miracle maker that generates peak experience, that indulges in peak experience. You need to understand that you are the peak. You are the peak. You're the highest peak in your life. And if you don't start there, you haven't started yet.
It's so important, because I know probably when you set out and created this vision, when you had the imagination for it, all of those things, probably couldn't have predicted, maybe, well, if anybody could have, it would have been you. Probably couldn't have predicted that we'd be sitting here today in the middle of 18 months of something that went global around the world, that now we are in this place where we need to step up to the way of miracles. We need to step into the space. We need to know that it's for everybody. And you've given us a beautiful pathway and blueprint for us to do that. Dr. Mark, I can't say enough about the body of work you've done over a 37-year period plus. I know for me personally, just about every book you've written, I've read. I do my best to follow the instructions, but I have a forgetter. And I have to have a conversation with you today to remind myself of exactly what you're talking about. I want to thank you for everything you do. I'd love to know your personal message. I'd love to know what you'd like to leave us with today.
Well, I say this, that we are not who we think we are. We are so much more than we think we are, or so much more than we've been led to believe. We're truly eternal, we're exceptional, we're limitless, we're powerful, and the period that we just went through is called the COVID-19 period. What a perfect contrast. COVID-19 period is now leading to the period of the way of miracles. So this is the way of miracles period. This is a period to change everything, to move in an entirely different direction, to move in an entirely different direction. In the area of love, light, power, limitless capability, and miracle making. And we're all miracle makers. We're all walking miracles. We're miracle makers. So the message that I'd like to share with everybody is, you're not what you think you are. So become what you really are.
I love it. Dr. Mark Minkola. Dr. Mark, thank you so much. We are here in full support of your message. For everybody out there, please go to Mark Minkola's website. But more importantly, this is a book you can get in Amazon. You can get in Barnes & Noble. But you can also pre-order the film, Best Health Awareness Film in 2021. The Way of Miracles film trailer is right there. We've been playing it throughout the show. Look at the awards. But more importantly, as I said, Dr. Mark, at the beginning, this is an invitation. This is for all of us to be reminded of exactly how powerful, capable we are. Thank you for everything you do in the world, Dr. Mark.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update around the town over on I-5 northbound, just south of South 188th Street. Looks like around Mopolis 152, a recent collision partially blocking the right-hand lane. State Patrol has arrived on the scene and taking care of that situation. Also on State Route 20 at Rosario Road around Mopolis 43, another collision partially blocking the right lane there. Good thanks, fire assistance. State Patrol has also arrived on the scene. We'd like to thank State Patrol for being there as quickly as they can for all of the situations. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's 2 hours of the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. No new deaths are being reported in the South Florida condo collapse, but 150 people are still missing.
No new fatalities have been confirmed, but we have been able to notify each of the 11 families who have lost their loved ones.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava also said they have more than sufficient personnel on site. Florida Emergency Management official Kevin Guthrie said they have plenty of resources in reserve and they do not need anyone self-deploying to help. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said they'll continue to search until everyone is found. DeSantis said he has spent time with the families who lost loved ones, calling it very heartbreaking and touching. Side Mayor Charles Burkett said they're dedicated to getting everyone out of the pile of rubble and reuniting them with their families. He said nobody is giving up hope and the work goes on in full force. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is barnstorming the South as part of the push to get more people vaccinated against COVID-19. He spoke this morning at the airport in New Orleans where flyers are offered the shots.
This is an example of a tremendous partnership going to the people where they travel.
This afternoon, he'll speak at a shopping mall in San Antonio where there's a pop-up vaccination site. Moderna says its two-dose vaccine is showing promise in a lab setting protecting against COVID-19 variants. That includes the highly contagious Delta variant. The pharmaceutical company said results were based off of 8 participants 1 week after they received the second dose of the vaccine. The company's announcement comes as the Delta strain spreads rapidly around the world. In the U.S., the prevalence of variant cases is doubling about every 2 weeks. Nearly 50 million Americans are expected to travel for the 4th of July holiday weekend. AAA says just under 48 million people will travel between July 1st and July 5th, and more than 43.5 million will travel by car. Another 3.5 million are expected to fly, bringing airlines back to 90% of pre-pandemic travel. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for Alternative Talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we broke plenty of records yesterday for the heat. Some areas turning in 118 degrees. That was out in Maple Valley. And even a better thing, those temperatures are past us. We will see high temperatures in the upper 80s to low 90s today with clear skies this evening. Low temperatures down in the mid-60s, so the Puget Sound will be cooling off. For Wednesday, temperatures in the mid-80s, afternoon morning clouds burn off, clear skies and low temperatures in the low 60s for Wednesday night. Thursday, carbon copy day, mostly sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-80s, topping out about 85, 86.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I'm loving a bunch of things. Thank you all for, man, I just can't tell you. Thank you for your support. Also, thank you for agreeing to give us some feedback on our new look, our new website. But one of the things I'm really so grateful about is I get to speak to and share with you some of the most incredible messages, not messages from me, but people like Erica Gifford Mills, my very special guest today. And, you know, we were talking about something with Dr. Mark McCullough, and please go ahead and check out that message. But I love what we're talking about here today, and this is fascinating. The only constant is change. The only constant is change. And I was listening, I was reading about Jay Inslee, who we all know is our governor, but more importantly, his platform when he came out to run for president, it was all about climate change. And I think a lot of people didn't want to give him the right time of day. But now sitting here and after posting my thermometer popping past 120 and having all of you say it was broken until I posted like 2 hours later where it moved back to 92. What do we know? Change. David Bowie said it best. Okay, Benny, you're going to have to dig up that song by Bowie, right? Changes. Changes. It's happening today. I want to introduce you, if you don't know who she is, I want to let you know who she is. First and foremost, she is a mom. But more than that, she's somebody that has looked at her life. You know, mom, she's a coach. She looks and respects all of us and looks at our continuing journey, what we can do, what we're capable of, and then helps us get to the place where we pop into empowerment and we learn how to look at the next steps in our lives. But more than that, you know, it's not enough just to know your why. It's to know what to do with your why. And that's what's so important. How do you get from the discovery of your why to moving forward in confidence and self-esteem and goal achievement? And how do we do living intentionally? Today, you're going to hear from her, right, who has done work out in the community. You know, whether you know her from her mindfulness work, nutrition work, or she's going to laugh at this. Ever since I found out that she had like a black belt in Taekwondo, I have seen more Taekwondo places where I just moved to, and I'm like, oh, maybe now that I got two knees, I can do a little bit of that, but I'm going to have to consult with her. Erica, it's great to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Dr. Pat, and you can do it, definitely.
Thank you.
It's worth it. This is the empowerment it brings when you can kick and punch and yell things. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I got into that because of my son. And really, I got into what I do because I wanted to show him that you have to start with you, right? You have to make time and a place for yourself in this world. And if you don't, nobody else is going to. I mean, you set yourself up to the boundaries and to the showing people how to treat you. And, you know, people ask, why do you do it? And I go, I do it for my son. I do it for all the women out there that don't know who to turn to. And I do it for myself because when I'm coaching somebody, I'm hearing all these reminders over and over to do as I say, not as I do, right?
Yeah.
But today, I really wanted to talk about accepting change and handling transition, because we are all going through changing times. And I think if that is one thing inevitable in life, is change, right? It's, like you said, the only constant in life is change. And it affects us all differently, and it affects us all in different ways, meaning what one person might experience, somebody else is not a big deal. Like, you know, this is fine.
Yeah.
But it can be positive, right? Changes can be positive and negative. So you think about it, the loss of a role, a person, a place or a sense of where you fit in the world, or it can be a positive. You accepted a new position. You're buying a house. You're having a child. You know, all these things are positives, right? But it doesn't mean that you don't know what to do, right? They all come with questions. And it really has that uncomfortableness, the uncertainty, and so we get anxious when our lives are disrupted, whether it's positive or negative. And I was laughing when I wrote a chapter in this in a book, in a collaboration book, and was doing it from a pandemic point of view, and then I stopped because I thought, okay, in the past 2 years, even longer than that, but I've lost both my parents over the past, you know, like 8 years.
Yeah.
My son graduated. He went into the Marine Corps. He, you know, left. He's out of the country. We had the pandemic. Now things are changing back, so we have to get back into the rhythm of life. So everything changes. It's nothing ever stays the same. And unless we know how to handle that, right, we accept that change and we learn how to handle that transition, we're going to get stuck. And I think it's not only in the business world, you know, but it's in your personal life. But there was something that I really, really liked. It was William Bridges, I believe it was. He had three stages in the transition model. And what I really liked about that is because, for me, I thought that was relating to my personal life. And there's three stages. Stage one is ending, losing, and letting go. Stage two is the neutral zone. And stage three is the new beginning. So just even with those titles, I mean, to me, it's like, that's personal. That's life, not just within an organization. And each of the stages really sets you up to move through. And you might not go through all of them all at once. It might go stage one, stage two, back to stage one, stage two, stage three. So if we look at the stages, stage one, the ending, losing, and letting go.
Yes.
When people first learn that a situation that they understood and were comfortable is now being replaced with something new, they have an emotional reaction, right? And it might be anger. It might be denial. It might be fear, disorientation, frustration. But it's always that uncertainty, what comes next. And patience isn't my strong suit, anybody knows me, but dealing with the feelings takes patience. And that's why I say you might take one stage a little longer than you take the others. And so you just have to encourage each other and yourself to be open about your reaction, about your feelings, and know that you can control it. You might not be able to control what's happening to you, but you can control how you react.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it sounds cliche, right, but it's true. I mean, you can decide to type this long email or text and type it. Go ahead. But then delete it. Don't get yourself.
Don't send it.
Yes, don't send it. Sometimes just, feeling feelings, right? Feel those feelings. But then move on. Don't unpack and stay there. And I think that is that letting go stage. And I'm a big one about letting go because it's not something you sometimes cause a lot more harm when you hang on to that emotion, that feeling, whatever it might be, then you can just let go and you're ready to move on to that next phase of the transition. And that next phase is the neutral zone.
Yeah.
And that zone, you're not entirely comfortable with the change and we still need to be encouraging with ourselves and the people that might be going through it. But this kind of gets in, and I hate to say this because it's overused now, but the new normal, right? Now you're into this new, okay, you're here. Let's make the best of it.
Yeah.
And it's that learning curve, and that's stressful because we're not yet settled into the new way that we might be working, living, playing, whatever it might be. But you want to look back at the way things used to be and see, was that all good? There are things that I think now, I was doing all that. I wasn't taking the time. And there's stuff that I was doing before that I thought I loved and that now that I'm not doing, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to go back to that. I don't know if I'm going to go back to doing that. And, sometimes during the neutral zone, you experience reactions like maybe resentment towards the change, poor attitudes or low morale, your productivity suffers. You still have that anxiety and uncertainty. And you really might start getting frustrated. And this is when we just need to remind ourselves positive results will come, right? You have to recognize the milestones, celebrate the little successes, and really help yourself and others without getting bogged down and stuck in our heads. Encourage the open communication.
I think what you're talking about is so important. And the reason that I love this and, wanted to bring you on and talk about this is there is change going on that even as we speak, and I love that you're talking about the neutral zone for a minute because it is that place that makes us so uncomfortable, but it's the place where if we can be in that space and we could take it in, those three stages of the transition, if we can hold on to that space and the energy of it, there is some brilliance that get revealed. I mean, this is so timely today, and let me tell you why. For the first time, there is a service that's provided that measures how we are listening, what we're doing in digital devices. It's a very, robust research organization that does it. For the first time, since they've started to research digital platforms, Facebook has not been the selection of choice. You know, according to Edison Research, for the first time in their measurement of things, been number one. And if you think about this, Erica, I don't think we thought or would be thinking that the landscape would shift enough, where people's preferences would change enough to move Facebook from the social media platform of choice to something else. When we come back, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about this place that you can enter, which is so miraculously powerful, but yet what lives in this space, if we let it, is fear. When we come back, Erica's going to take us on a journey, and what is it about overcoming the fear of the unknown? Can you get comfortable with not knowing what you don't know? Erica Gifford Mills and me, the only constant is change. Get ready to look fear right in the eye. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. Completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there are things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at HannahBelton.online.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit SarahKRamsey.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesofSpirit.com.
Turn and face the strain. That's what David, thank you. Turn and face it. You want to talk about somebody that knows how to change. When David Bowie did his, I don't know what to call it, Benny. I'm going to call it a documentary. It was the last bit that David Bowie did, many of us thought he would live forever, kind of like Freddie Mercury. But we thought Bowie would live forever. We thought cancer's not going to beat this guy. He literally transformed the landscape of music and, you know, pop culture, not just by his style, but by his adaptability, by his creativity, by his way to look at and say, this is what people want. It's so beautiful. And he's one of these guys that you just, at least for me, I never thought he would die. And then when I saw his docufilm, which I loved, and then he wasn't there anymore, it left the space for us to think. And that's why the show today with Erica Gifford Mills, The Only Constant is Change, is so important. You know, this is something she knows a lot about, but she also is somebody that understands how to take the route to life, how to coach people, the rooted life, how to set something up to help people. And then talk about, well, wait a minute, as women, we're also leaders. And so what about dynamic leadership? The bottom line is she's creating. Erica, I mentioned a bunch of things here. Can you just take a minute to let people know how they can tap into your coaching platform as well as take a look at the new female leader? And, Benny, we're going to get two copies of that book away.
They sure are. So we have given away this book. It's The New Female Leader, a woman's book for dynamic leadership. And two lucky listeners will receive a copy. There are about 20 different authors. I have a chapter in there about change and transition. But it is a great book with so much inspiring and empowering messages. And so get it for somebody that you love. Get it for yourself and share the information. And then also, as Dr. Pat said, I have a signature coaching series. It's called The Rooted Life. It's a 12-week session, and it's virtual, so it doesn't matter where you are. And this series is really made to equip, empower, and enlighten you to live it up, love it up, and let it go, you know, whatever that it is for you. You'll receive encouragement, accountability, tips, and techniques to achieve your personal and professional goals. And for you lucky listeners, just set up your free Empower Hour, and you will get $100 off the 12-week session.
Wow. Thank you so much for all of that. I think that we're at the point now where we have to look at this next phase of the conversation. This morning I was talking with someone, and I said, you know, I really want to look at a conversation about what is your why? How has your why changed? And if your why has changed, and you are there and you have that realization. And a lot of that happens in the neutral zone where you realize, wow, my why for showing up has changed. My why for ABC has changed. My why for going to work has changed. When you have that realization and then you move to the next level, you know, you can also move with either a trailer or a header of fear, right? Or you cannot move. And Erica, I want you to talk to this because something interesting happened in Missouri. And many people don't pay attention to things and statistics. I love surveys. I love statistics. And I've been following this story in Missouri where in Missouri they dropped or deleted the, what do you call it, unemployment $300 extra. And they thought people are going to flock back to work. So here we are in Missouri, and major hotel chain, which I'm not going to mention, they're ready to get back to work. 40 positions. People left. 40 positions. No longer had positions, right? We know what happened in the hotel industry and much. But they thought, we're opening our doors. Come on. Come on back. Nobody came back. So two things happened. One, the assumption about change, meaning the world is changing. You don't need your 300 extra unemployment. You will surely flock back to work. That did not happen. So here's the question. You're sitting here, and this is just one specific thing, but it really measures a trend across the board. So this tell had to think about their why, had to think about the why of the people that didn't come back. Why wouldn't you come back? And there are a lot of reasons for that, which we're learning about. So what did they do? They changed. They changed their minimum wage rate, meaning they raised it, and they added benefits. So they were smart enough to know that their why did not match the why of their supply chain, and they changed it. Missouri, hotel, filled the jobs within a day. Talk about how we break through that threshold of fear, insecurity, lack of confidence, to get the realization that when somebody's why changes, we have to really change a bunch of other things. Can you talk to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's that big question. Why do we react the way we do change?
Why?
And life transitions are challenging because they force us to have to really leave that familiar and face the future with a feeling of vulnerability. And being vulnerable is hard and uncomfortable. I mean, it's not my favorite thing at all, right? And I believe that the emotional reaction to change is largely a response to being confronted with the unknown or that which people fail to understand, right? And successfully moving through a life transition usually means facing those emotions we talked about earlier. And humans have always been afraid of the unknown. You know, it's really the stigma of the unknown for the obvious reasons, right? We're not sure. We don't understand the consequences. But there is some psychological research that suggests we generally like to be able to anticipate consequences, which makes sense, right? We want to know the outcome before we do something. And that's why we act really, if we fall, right? If you think about falling can be frightening, it's because we don't know what to expect when we land. And it's that same thing. The body and the mind is designed for stability. And if we're put in a position that we don't know the conditions, it's going to upset that equilibrium. And that's going to produce physical and psychological alerting responses, kind of that fight, flight, or freeze, because
yes,
that vulnerability, we don't know what to do. And there's an author, Andrew Smith. He said, people fear what they don't understand and hate what they can't conquer. And I think that is so true. You know, that fear, we fear what we think we know about the unknown. And so we assume all these bad things are going to happen, and we don't know the outcome or what's going to happen following, you know, whether we achieve something, whether we fail, what's next. And so it's that not knowing that makes us not understand. But if we stop asking ourselves, what will it do to us, and we ask, what will it do for us, we handle the transition so much better.
Yeah.
And I have some tips to really overcome the fear of the unknown. And one of it is understand your fear. I mean, I know that sounds so silly, but it's not unique, right? But our brain is hardwired to prefer negative consequences to uncertain ones. So we're going to all automatically dream up all these bad things that could happen instead of just not knowing.
Right.
So if we accept that you have fearful thoughts, but don't let these fearful thoughts paralyze you, we can understand it, and then we can move forward. And then we want to find the cause of your fear. So what is causing it? Is it because you don't know? Is it because you're stepping out of your comfort zone? Take that time to analyze where your fear is coming from. You know, note your trigger points. You know, once you've identified what's causing the fear, then you can minimize your risk and you can really still move forward. Anything that's worth doing, is you're going to get those butterflies, right? You're going to have that little bit of fear.
Yeah.
And they say, once you step out of that comfort zone, that's where the magic happens. And I truly believe that.
Yeah. I mean, this is so critical. I want to talk about this a little bit because, you know, there are many of us, Erica, that we set a plan into motion 10 years ago. And that plan, we were just waiting for technology to be set up in a way that what we built from a system of support in the back end, and you're familiar with this, you know, that what we built could then be modified to now come out in the world and reach more people, and we've arrived at that point. But sitting in a neutral zone for that long doesn't mean that you don't creating. And what we did was we asked all of you. We're like, what more, what do you need? And by the way, when something doesn't go right with us and you tell us about that, it's been brilliant because we make adjustments with it. And I think this is one of the most difficult things I want to ask you about when we come back from break. Sometimes we get information that may hurt our feelings. And there's something we have to learn about change so that Don Miguel said it better than anybody. We don't take it personally. If we can do that, talk about Taekwondo, right? If we can do that, there's something magical that happens with information. And this is part of what we're talking about today, because when we come back, there's this coping mechanism, right? And coping with change, whether it's known or unknown, is one of the most powerful tools we can learn. Because nobody could have predicted the past 18 months.
No.
No one. But what is the difference between folks that have gone through these past 18 months and how they've coped with devastation, parents passing away and never being able to touch them and say goodbye? You know, thinking about, gosh, I need to take care of family and take a family leave, only to find out when you go back to work, your company wants to cut your wages in half. How are you doing that? How are some people able to move forward? That's what Erica Gipper-Mill is going to talk about, because she has been through it all. When we come back, right now is the pathway to true active transformation. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about how you too can step forward in this arena and help others. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Tune into the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show Heart Change Consciousness on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith.
Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that set your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your desk to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you for having, and thank you, Erica Gifford Mills. Erica Gifford Mills joining me here today, the only constant is change. Erica, before we talk about coping, and then I think we're going to roll right to the top without a break. Before we talk about coping, how do people find out, one, about you, one, about you as an empowerment and life coach, but also how you're working with people to be more effective in accepting change and going through transitions?
Oh, absolutely. So you can go to GetRootedRadio.com because you can hear me here first and third Mondays of every month on Transformation Talk Radio. Just go to GetRootedRadio.com. That will take you to my website. It's called Balance Symmetry. And you can set up your free Empower Hour. There's no charge. There's no obligations. And we can walk through on what you need support on and what sort of services that I offer that will be a support to you. And it's your chance to get into interview me to see if I'm the right fit for you. So that's GetRootedRadio.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Balance Symmetry.
Thank you for all of that. Look. These last two things we're going to talk about are critical. One is coping. And then as we look forward, if we can do these things, if we can follow the steps, if we can look at change, then let's talk about how we explore what our life could look like. You know, what does change and transition offer us? And, you know, we're talking about coping means that there might be a fork in the road. There might be a whole set of silverware in the road. I don't know. But let's talk about the importance of coping and what you've discovered to help people.
Yeah. So once we get over that fear of the unknown, we can move into the coping with the change and begin that transition process. And once we have the understanding that not all change in life is ending, right, it can in fact lead to opportunities, we're in a better position to cope with the change and the transition. So there was, and I can't remember who said it, but it was, life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally forward in whatever way they like. And I think that is, me personally, I'll make it an I statement, it is, I like to control things, and sometimes you can't. You just have to let go. And if we can just understand that sometimes things are going to happen the way they're going to happen, and we need to kind of roll with that. And that's the first coping technique, is accept that change is a normal part of life. You know, if we have that attitude that everything is negative and we want to avoid it at all costs, everything is going to be negative, and then we're never going to be able to avoid it. But if we can really be more positive, it makes that things that are more difficult a little easier to navigate. And then I would say the second is accept that you may never completely understand what happened to you or why. You get this feeling of, why me? Why does this happen to me? And it's, like I said before, what is it going to do for me? How is it going to change me into a better person?
Right.
So, you know, you're going to likely spend a lot of time feeling confused and afraid, and that's uncomfortable. So if we can just get past the discomfort and confusion, the clarity will return. Go ahead.
I want to just ask you about this because you mentioned confusion. Confusion is an interesting thing, and we probably don't have a whole lot of time to talk about it here, but I do want to stop for a minute and recognize it. Confusion sometimes can be this distractor. You know what I mean? This thing that we realize when we say, I'm confused, but then realize we're really not confused. Isn't it confusion this interesting place to hold people? I find that, you know, sometimes when people seem to be confused, it's this really interesting, let's just call it, set of chains that will hold on to you to stay exactly where you are. And we don't talk about confusion enough, especially around change. There are some things, yes, right, Erica, that are daunting, that are baffling, right, that are just like cannot figure it out at the moment. But confusion can also be tempered with mindfulness, can't it?
Absolutely. It's sometimes even confusion, it's you just don't know how to articulate your feelings. And sometimes if you just can sit with them, right, and it's one of the actually coping mechanisms, it's learning to identify and express your feelings. If we can just sit and be mindful, you know, have that mindful moment and let that pass. And I think it is. It's an easy place to get stuck at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and so when we talk about coping then, and we look at coping as a, I don't know if we, do we call coping a stage? What do we, when we say coping with change, give folks a little backdrop for what that could look like. Because I think when we hear it, we all get it. But in real life, it is like you said, it's our response. And it doesn't have to be like a super response. Like sometimes when we talk about coping with change, we go to this enormous change thing, right? But there's an accumulation of little changes that can happen throughout a day. We still have to cope with those as well, right?
Absolutely. And it is. It's when we take the time, as you said, to quiet our mind. We practice that mindfulness. We are getting rid of those limiting beliefs. We're getting rid of those negative self-talk around the change. And I think, for me, coping is almost a stage, but you do it in every stage. Right, whether it is you're coping with the new beginning, you're coping with letting something go, you're coping with your feelings. It's, to me, more of like a mechanism that we are using as a tool in your toolbox, right, so that we can get through. And there's different coping mechanisms for different issues. And I think all of them may not come into play. Some of them might. And we can really work through. It is taking one step at a time. You acknowledge what you are leaving behind so that you know that if you're mourning something, you give yourself an opportunity to acknowledge what's left behind. You feel the feelings, like I said, but you don't want to drag them along. So if we take them one step at a time and really know to drop that suitcase, you don't need to carry it with you. And then we can learn to identify those and express those feelings. And we can focus on the positives and what you gained and really expect to feel uncomfortable. You know, if you just know it's going to happen, I mean, it's not an unknown anymore. You don't have to fear it because just expect it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Erica, one of the things I wanted to talk with you about is, you know, I started to think about these conversations about the only constant is change. And if we can implore, you know, just implore that mindset for a little bit, there are things in life that happen. Some are positive, some are negative, some just are stages of transition. I want to ask you, as we explore what our lives would look like or could like, right, and we set ourselves up for a smoother transition, you know, a lot of times we think that going through the stages of transition have to take 10 years. But the rate of change and the pace by which things are coming towards us, that has really been accelerated. And I wanted to talk to you about this. How do we help people with the notion that, wait a minute, change, transition, does not necessarily always have to take a long time?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you talk to that point? Because I think that's one of the greatest misconceptions we have about change.
Yeah. And I mean, think about it even from a business perspective.
Yeah.
You know, when you are putting a business plan together or a project plan together, you have this three-month goal. Well, maybe you don't have 3 months to do it. You know, you found that something's broke and you need to fix it immediately. You can still go through those same things, and it really adapts to your personal life. It's, you know, what is the problem or the root cause, right, for business folks out there, and what am I going to do to fix it? And before you can even identify the solution, you have to know what is the problem, what is causing the problem, what is that root cause, and what is the remediation plan to put it in place. And it's not something, I mean, you think about, oh, my gosh, I got water all over my floor. Okay, well, it's going to take about a week to figure this out. No. What do? You start troubleshooting, right? So you start, and it might not be, oh, maybe my dishwasher. You know, I always assume my dog was messy when he was drinking out of the bowl. And I had it happen to me, and I wiped it up and went about my business. Well, then next thing I know, there was more water on the floor. Well, my dishwasher was leaking. And so I didn't go through all the steps of, I just assumed the easiest thing possible. So if you take time to troubleshoot, right, and you look through what could be all the possible scenarios, what are some steps I can take to fix it? And that's that fork in the road. And understand that just because you made the decision to go down one fork doesn't mean you can't turn around and take another path. And I think people assume, many of my clients have done that, but I went to college and I got my nursing degree, and so I have to be a nurse. Who says? Maybe you decided to just go to work and you found that you didn't like it. It's not what you expected. Or as you were working, you found a different pattern or a different life to go down.
Yeah.
I mean, by trade, I'm a paralegal and I do compliance. So you wouldn't think that I'm a life and empowerment coach, right? So it's just because you took one path, or just because you made one decision and it didn't work, you don't want to give up.
Right.
And it's the same with transition.
Oh, my God. You just hit the nail on the head, too, because I talked about this earlier. I mean, I went to school for something that I thought was going to take me on a pathway that I thought would be on. I mean, I thought my game plan was, all right, got fired from that job, downsized, whatever you want to call it, gave me time to moved here, went back to school, thinking at the end of that journey, I'm going to take this thing I trained for and become a organizational consultant, work for one of the large consulting firms, and there I would be. By the time I was done with the education, that wasn't what I wanted, but I didn't know. Talk about that space when we get to the realization that we know that I don't want to keep going down this pathway, but I'm not 100% sure. Tell us about how we allow in that space, to be in that space comfortably, so that we can hear the message for our next step.
Yeah, and I think it's important to, when everything's in a disarray, right, take that moment to reflect on your hopes and dreams. Those things that maybe you once had, but you forgot about, or you thought, oh, that's silly, or can I make a living off of that? And I think that's a time where you need to write about them in a journal or talk about them with a trusted friend or even a therapist. It's a good time to take advantage of that fork in the road and creating the balance and looking within and allowing yourself to follow your passion and purpose and reaching out for others for help is essential, right? And it doesn't mean that you have to take everybody's advice because they don't know your life. And that's the big thing I say. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm giving you options. And you need to know what's best for you and what will work best for you. But seeking guidance and tools for your toolkit can help. And you can and will get through every season of change and be able to lead others in the same manner if you just take the time to do that.
You know, we're looking at, you know, personal change for us. And looking at embracing. I got a couple of messages this morning that came, and one of them I love from Chef Rossi, and one of, you know, talking about love, not hate, embracing us all, not just the white and the straight. And she went on to talk more and more about that. And I realized that, you know, we are living in times where things are changing around us. And we have to really look at how do we keep ourselves in the center of that energy. You know, how do we do it? How do we keep ourselves in the center that allows us, like Chef Rossi said, to leave with love and not hate? And that's just not metaphor or cheesy stuff. It is the juice that we've been given to live our lives. And isn't that important to look at that in the middle of change? Because how often, and I know this about women, Erica, we will start to hate ourselves for things that we think we should or could have done. And believe me, none of us had any control on any of that, right?
Yep. The would have, should have, could have, right?
And the not enoughisms.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yesterday I was enough, but, you know, now, like, I don't have that job, like, I'm not enough. And I know you work with people. So, you know, in these last couple of minutes, I want to talk about how to move beyond the woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda, coulda, shoulda. Did I say that right?
Yep.
I didn't cuss. I wasn't cussing, Benny. I didn't say that word. I said, like, the shouldas. Just to be clear.
I mean, I think it's like you said, the coping skills we use to get through hard times are the skills we use every day to bounce back and handle life's up and downs. And it's the positive attitude, the support of family and friends and community, you know, a habit of activity and learning. And, you know, even with the different coping techniques that we talked about, change and transition will take some time and it won't be easy. And I think if we allow us the space and grace to get through that, yes, space and grace and a dog, we can really move forward and it can be bearable. I'm not trying to minimize this at any means. Oh,
yeah.
Sniffing there. We want to be able to make things bearable for one another, but we need to give ourselves that grace
yeah.
and give ourselves that patience
yeah.
and know that we're putting the work in to do it.
You know, we sent out a message to everybody. Oh, is that your puppy?
Yes. He was just making a little noise in the
What's
microphone.
His name?
His name is King.
King.
So this is King, and I'm the queen.
Hi, King. You're the queen. You know, we sent out an email to all of y'all, all the hosts and co-hosts, and it was an email that we waited to send out, but we got to the place where we had to do it. And we sent an email out, and it's a positive email, but it's going to affect people differently. So there are a lot of hosts on our network that absolutely want us to live stream over Facebook. And we just sent a message out, and what we said is, look, this is our live stream now. These are the enhancements we're making. And for some of you that want us to post to your Facebook page, we're not going to be able to do that. But we explained why. We explained that we're expanding, we're growing, we're becoming independent. And we had to do that because we were putting shows up on YouTube and we were putting shows up on Facebook. And some of them were months and months and months old. And we would get this notice, this is your first warning, we're suspending you for a week. This is your second warning. But yeah, and we got to the point where we said, oh, my gosh. And then one of our sister networks was completely taken down. So we had to look at that, Erica, and we had to say, well, wait a minute, we're here to serve our listeners. Please don't tell us we can't talk about UFOs if we want to talk about them, please. Sometimes change is catalyzed by other events. And in the last couple minutes we have left, we have change that we can do upon ourselves and make upon ourselves. And then there is change that we have no control over. What's your advice? What's your messaging for these?
Yeah, I mean... personally, I think change is not only inevitable, like we've already set that groundwork, but it can lead to beautiful opportunities, even when that comes from the deepest wells of pain and loss.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I started my business because of my father and his death, because yeah. I thought he did what he loved. You know, he was 81 years old and still out there climbing trees, doing calls and loving it.
Yeah.
Why am I waiting? He's done this for, 50, 60 years. So when we greet uncertainty and the unknown with self-care, self-love, and support, we have a much better chance of maintaining our overall health and wellness during these major and even the minor life changes and finding our way to a future that holds many new adventures and many new beautiful opportunities. And I think that is the biggest thing, is don't let a change, don't be a Debbie Downer, be a Polly Positive. Make sure that you are embracing that change and seeing what it could do for you. And I don't mean that in a selfish way. I mean that in a, how can I grow from this? Because if
right.
you grow, then the people around you have an opportunity to grow. And you're just better in your wellness. Because if you take everything to heart and be so negative with everything, that affects your health and well-being.
Yeah.
And nobody needs that. So I think you really need to set that example for accepting and coping with change and transition in order to support everyone around you.
And I love that we're talking about this in the final minutes, because basically what we're talking about is change is constant, and it affects every aspect of our being if we let it. It can have a negative aspect on our body. It can have positive. But I think that's what your message is today, to say, look, if you're aware of these things, then here's what you can do. Erica, how do people find out about you? Thank you so much, and I'd love to know your personal message for today. Thank you for joining me here.
Thank you. So listen to me right here on Transformation Talk Radio, Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Limit it up, loving it up, letting it go. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to get your free Empower Hour. And I think one last message would be, if you always do what you've always done, you're always going to get what you always got.
I love that. Erica, my gosh, man. Just get me fired up. Erica Gifford Mills, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Benny, thank you so much. Edvin, thank you. Jacob, thank you for really being the mentor. Jacob's got to be the mentor of the month. He's mentoring three new producers. It's like, seriously?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. This is just practice for some future career, which who knows. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on, everybody. Thank you all for being who you are, the best listening audience and watching audience in the world. We'll see you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9.